make my own mistakes, I'll sit and I will.
Okay, you are back at the International Builder Show with My Fix It Up Life from the Delta booth.
Yes, you are, and I'm so glad you're joining us today because we've got some hot products that we're going to share with you that are kind of, well, game changers, I'd have to say.
Anytime you can use the word game changer, I'm listening.
You're in, yeah. Game changers are your whole thing. It's your whole mojo. Want to change the game? Want to play chess?
What? No, I don't know how to play chess.
I know you don't know how to play chess.
What we are going to find out
about... We can play rugby. We can scrum down.
Ruck over, baby.
I wonder if the gentleman sitting next to us from Doylestown could actually do a scrum down.
Well, Kurt Backlund, who works with Delta, mm-hmm. or for Delta, or in Delta, or...
Maybe he owns Delta.
Are you Alpha Omega Delta? Actually is from our neck of the woods up in Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Absolutely. Disappointed in my Eagles, I got to say, but living in Indiana now.
Yeah, well, it seems like the NFL figured Vic out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is that why you moved?
Yeah.
No, but I have to say, my brother did post, hey, give Michael Vick a break, and my stepmom defriended him
nice.
On Facebook. That's how bad it is in our family with the Michael Vick.
Really?
So, absolutely.
Wow, you're passionate.
So, yeah, it's tough.
But, well, and you're in Indiana, though, now.
I am, so I split it between the Colts and the Eagles. Unfortunately, last weekend was bad all around. So.
Yeah, can't win.
Yeah.
Go Patriots.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you know.
You might as well jump on. I mean, who's going to beat them?
Yeah, exactly. But being from Indiana, can't root for the Pats.
I know it.
Let's move on to some good news, guys.
We're talking football.
Well, we are talking football, but it's disappointing football.
How about this?
Okay.
Here's the segue.
What's that?
It's like I planned these. Let's get back to the game changers.
Let's get in touch with them.
Get in touch with them? I don't get it.
Touch 2-0.
You'll get in a second.
Yeah, you will. It'll come to you.
It's like a joke hand grenade.
That train will come to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's slow. It's not, you know, a fast
joke hand grenade.
Accelerating.
Totally
like
using that.
So, yeah, so tell us about the Touch 2-0 because, you know, there's a lot of commercials about it. People have seen it, but not everybody has actually gotten to touch it yet. So,
yes. What Touch 2-0 is, well, first off, a number of years ago, we did a lot of ethnographic research, which is just a fancy word for we spied on people in their homes.
And ooh.
Yes.
Now, did you wear special equipment and everything?
No, we have video cameras, so we don't actually do it ourselves.
Are you going to come by and take the ones out of our house soon?
Oh, the faucets you have in your house?
No, the videos.
Oh, the
live
those
too.
Be hidden, you know.
Oh, well,
exactly.
Yeah, that would be really good because, you know, it makes me a little uncomfortable, I have to say, that you're videotaping everything that we do in our home. So, are you live streaming it and everything?
Are we live
streaming? You do live stream the videos that you take?
We try not to.
Okay.
You know, there's whole privacy and, you know, all that.
Well, that's cool.
Especially when we do our showering research, it gets tough.
That does get tough. But if when they're just, like, you know, washing their pet or their window screens, I think that's, you know, that's all right.
Or washing big pots in their shower.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Pesky laws.
So all of the research that you did.
Yes.
Yes.
We found some unmet needs. So if you ask people, you know, what do you like or what don't you like about their kitchen faucet? They typically gravitate to style, finish. I wish it was stainless. I wish it was bigger. But they don't, you know, tell you about the functionality of the product. And there are a couple of things that we noticed. The first is people tend to do the funky chicken when they're trying to turn on a faucet when they have beef or meatloaf or any sort of gunk on their hand.
The elbow thing, the pinky thing, that
exactly.
kind of deal.
They don't want to contaminate the
surface. Chicken.
They do the
yeah.
funky chicken when they're trying to turn on their faucet.
Uh-huh.
The other thing we found...
Mark does the wiggling part of it where you go down. He doesn't actually do the arm motions. He just...
I don't know how to do the funky chicken at
all. Oh, and you do this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Which works well on radio.
Kurt's point being they're trying to touch it without touching it.
Yes, trying to touch it with their elbows.
Without cross-contaminating.
Yes.
Cross-contaminating.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The other thing we found is that people generally tend to leave the water running when they're doing their dishes. Not very green, right? They find that perfect temperature for the water, let the water run. They, you know, soap up and rinse it off, and they don't shut that water off in between, you know, when they're actually scrubbing the dishes down. So very, very wasteful. And so we said, I wonder how we could fix this. So we developed a product where all you have to do is touch the faucet on the spout or even on the handle. Just give it a tap. You can do it with the back of your wrist, with an elbow, any part of your body. You could even do it through rubber gloves if it's thin, and it shuts the water off and on.
So does it sense, what does it sense about your body? Just, is it like an impact or is there heat or what is that?
It's elfin magic is actually.
Elfin magic.
I like you.
Really?
I want to hang out with you.
So,
just because that
so
answer
every,
was perfect.
Every Touch2O faucet come with little elves?
They do. They
really?
In a box.
Do they bring the little cookies with them as well?
You know, that's the thing. We haven't been able to replicate, unfortunately.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
Oh, good. So there's only one faucet?
Yeah.
It has to stay with the elves?
Is that your house?
No.
Okay, because
no,
I was going to say we're coming to your house over there in Indiana.
Let's party. Let's party.
Okay,
unfortunately,
cool.
I was hoping for maybe a Colts-Eagles Super Bowl, but that's not going to happen.
No,
we can't party for
sorry,
that. But,
no.
But how it actually works is through a technology called capacitance.
Okay.
And all capacitance is, it's a fancy word for the ability of a body to store energy. You have the ability to store energy,
he
right?
He has so much energy, I can't even tell you.
It looks like it.
I turned the faucet on and water shot through the bottom of their display. It's gushing over there.
But, you know, so it's a cold, dry day in Philly, and you scuff your feet across the carpet, and you walk up to your brother or sister, and you shock them, right? You've stored a certain amount of energy in your body to do that. A faucet has the ability to store a certain amount of energy. What we do is we measure the ability of that faucet to store energy. As you touch it, you actually add to the ability of that faucet to store energy, and that's how we determine if somebody has touched it or not. So it's a pretty slick technology, and it's very foolproof as well. It's very reliable. The other thing about this is we actually measure the duration of the touch. So if somebody goes to touch it and, you know, it's a, you know, a second touch, we know that they mean to turn it off and on. If they grab the faucet and move it,
again, another reason to like you. You're pre-answering my question, so I don't have to do anything.
It's elfin magic.
Exactly.
Please continue.
But, yeah, so if you grab the faucet, it thinks, oh, I'm trying to move it between bowls. It will not turn on, so it's smart as well. So
smart faucet.
Smart faucet.
And is there any kind of, like, how does it work with a sprayer? Do you have a sprayer, you know, that you put next to it and just turn it on or whatever, or how does that work?
We have one with a sprayer on the side. We have a pull-down faucet, which is one of the hottest trends in the industry, where the sprayer actually comes out of the spout itself. And, yeah, so what you can do is you can use that. It's two functions, spray and stream, and it actually has a really cool feature on it. Aside from the touch, it has a magnetic docking system on it. So a lot of these pull-down faucets that you see on the market, the head of the faucet will tend to dangle. You get droopy wands.
Like over time?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It becomes harder and harder to dock it in place. So with this, you just lock it in place. There's a magnet there that holds it together, and it's exclusive to Delta Faucet Company.
Wow.
I'm loving
those
life.
Those elves are magic.
Yeah. It is rocket
science.
Do you
get to meet the elves that do all of this, the technology?
Unfortunately,
they have little handshakes?
I'm not in that division.
Oh, okay.
But,
that division. Is that the North Pole division?
Exactly.
That is so cool. Now what is it? Talk about finishes, though.
Is Teresa's favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
so
you always have to talk about what does it look like.
We're 1 second away from oil rub bronze. I'm just saying it. So,
do you have oil rub bronze?
We do, absolutely.
Ooh.
Absolutely. If you look,
give them $20.
Do you want to sit next to Kurt here? You know what? I'll just go sit over there.
He's handsome, I have to say. That's
a good looking guy.
He's a good looking guy.
He's from the area.
You're the one. That's great.
Yeah.
He's got magic shows.
But what else does it come in?
Well, it comes in a variety of styles, mm-hmm. but we also have it in chrome, stainless, and Venetian bronze is what we call our oil.
Venetian bronze.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hot.
Is that like Corinthian leather?
It is. And we're also introducing a new finish called champagne bronze, which is kind of between a stainless and a Venetian bronze. It's a great.
Really? Is that here at the show?
It is here at the show.
Oh, I'm going to have to go check that out.
Yeah.
That's totally
hot. Mama's going shopping.
Mama's going shopping.
Yeah.
I'll be back behind her with the bags.
See, this is kind of like just a huge place for me to go shopping, the International Builders Show. I go around and I say, ooh, that would be good. Ooh, that would be good. I know we just replaced that, but you know what? I want that too. We're going to have to get rid of the thing we just put in. Sorry,
well,
dear.
Yeah, I know. Well, Kurt here from Delta Faucets. What about installation? Not insulation. Installation. It's got to be powered by something. Do I have to run a hard wire to the back of my sink base cabinet, or how does it work?
It's actually very simple. It's 4C batteries. That's all it is.
That's so. Almost like I could do it.
4C batteries?
Yeah.
Really?
That's all it is. So you just plug that into the receptacle at the bottom, and you're ready to go. So
wow.
So the counters board, you put the supply lines through, just like a regular faucet.
Exactly. And there's a little solenoid in the bottom that just fits in line. It's very simple to do. And then you just, we have, you know, many DIYers that even do it. You can obviously hire a professional. But, again, all you do is take those batteries, hook them up, and you're ready to go. Now, it actually has a little LED indicator on it as well to tell you that it's functioning. That little LED indicator will flash red when it's time to change the batteries. And the great thing is, again, they're C-cell batteries. It's not like it's some special battery that you need a contact Delta order.
Well, and if you're super green, too, you could get rechargeable batteries.
There you
Absolutely.
Go.
And then that helps even more.
Any idea how long they last? Is it based on the usage or...
A year and a half to 2 years.
Year and a half to 2 years. But you know what? We're not going to last very much longer in this segment because we have to take a break.
We'll see you with more My Fix It Up Life.
Tired of hearing I told you so. Can never see.